Good morning.
So the science of modelling and how much we should hang our hat on one set of numbers, what do you reckon?
I mean, I think actually it's a very good way of helping us decide what to do.
One set or a number of sets and take an average?
Well, one set, but there's always sort of a range where we don't know, or it sort of could be a little bit higher and it could be a little bit lower. But generally, it's not magnitudes out such that it would change our sort of course of action that we need.
See, the interesting thing is that Rodney Jones, who we have on this program a lot and we respect, he says this modelling from Hendy's wrong. So do I believe Jones or do I believe Hendy? Or do I believe you?
I've had a look at the model with a cast a critical eye, and I actually think the modelling's pretty good. It ticks a number of boxes for me about the assumptions that they made. They're reasonable assumptions. For example, the impact of other public health measures, very good. Test, trace and isolate, their assumptions around that. And they looked at different levels of those things and how they would affect the numbers. So that sort of gives me a lot of reassurance that the model is modelling is pretty robust. They used vaccine effectiveness from the UK, so that's based on real-world data on how the vaccine's performing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things about the model that give me a lot of confidence. I think Rodney Jones sort of has... He's had another way of looking at the model, and he's looked at overseas countries as a comparison, but there's a lot of danger there. You know, the health systems are very different. The way people respond to different messages about what to do is different for different countries. So it's and there's subtle details often that trip you up, whereas the modelling is sort of very specific to New Zealand circumstances.
What do you reckon? So let's say then for in your argument that Hendy is right, does fear lead to vaccination? Do I look at his numbers go, oh my God, I must get jabbed?
I think that's a really good question, because fear can... different people have different responses to fear. Like for me, it might motivate me to go and get a jab, but then I was always going to go and get a jab anyway.
Yeah.
I think other people, it can... If they don't understand the numbers and what they mean, then it can sort of scare them a little bit. But I think the important thing is to... with that modelling messaging to say, look, this is what we can achieve if we vaccinate, you know, bring reassuring messages along with those messages, balance out those messages, you know, so that you're reaching lots of different people with lots of different messaging, yeah.